Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget on KHEN LP 106.9 FM for Thursday, March 7th, 2024. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. First it's off, then it's on again. In a 4-1 vote at their regular meeting on Tuesday, March 5th, the Salida City Council moved to close F Street again to vehicular traffic this summer, Memorial Day to Labor Day, citing popular support for the decision as evidenced by a city-sponsored survey late last year. As a concession to concerns about public safety and handicapped access to the area, concerns which were expressed by member Dominique Naccarato, the sole nay vote, F Street will be closed only from Sackett Street to 2nd Street, rather than all the way to 3rd Street. In other business, the council announced the Ward 3 vacancy caused by Harold Casper's resignation last month. The position must be filled by April 9th. Applications will be accepted until March 14th, with candidate interviews to take place on March 19th. Tuesday, March 5th was also Super Tuesday in Colorado and 15 other states. As expected, President Joseph Biden and ex-President Donald Trump won the lion's share of votes for their respective parties' presidential primaries. Trump remained on the Republican primary ballot after the United States Supreme Court, in a 9-0 ruling handed down on Monday, March 4th, overturned the Colorado Supreme Court decision in the case of Trump versus Anderson, allowing Donald Trump to remain on the Colorado primary ballot. The case had been brought based on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, enacted following the Civil War. It prevents those who have taken an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution, then engaged in insurrection, from again holding office. But the court ruling says that individual states do not have the authority to enforce that provision for a federal office. Instead, that is a U.S. congressional responsibility. Trump still has 4 criminal cases pending, including a total of 91 criminal counts handed down by a grand jury. Caucuses for Democratic and Republican candidates are also being held this week. Chaffee County Republicans will meet this evening, Thursday, March 7th, at 7 p.m. The caucus will be held in Buena Vista at the Darren Patterson Christian Academy Gymnasium, 518 South San Juan Avenue. Check-in will begin at 6:30 p.m. No pre-registration is required. The Chaffee County Democrats will hold their Democratic Caucus Assembly and Convention at 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 9th at the Salida Middle School. Check-in is set for 12 noon. Pre-registration can be completed by going to the website, chaffeecountydemocrats.org, and clicking on the caucus link, or arrive at 12 noon and sign in. In Chaffee County housing news, Heart of the Rockies Regional Medical Center broke ground on Tuesday, February 27th for the Delnay Guest House. The guest house will consist of 10 fully furnished units with 1 or 2 bedrooms. 4 units will be available for patients who need home health or other services that require overnight accommodations, and families coming from out of the area to visit a patient in hospice. Patients who live in outlying areas and need to stay overnight for treatments, such as pre- or post-outpatient surgery, could also make use of the units, as well as hospital employees who need short-term rental housing while they search for permanent housing in the area. And last night, Wednesday, March 6th, the Art Space and the City of Salida held a second community open house event at the Salida Scout Hut to unveil floor plans and architectural prototypes for what is known as Salida Space to Create, to be located at 1st and D Streets. The 1st and D Apartments project is currently a vacant downtown lot that had previously also been apartments, but those apartments fell into disrepair over the years and no repairs or improvements were done. It was finally raised last year after being acquired by the City of Salida through eminent domain. Project plans include 19 units of affordable workforce housing, plus 1,200 square feet of community flex space close to downtown Salida. Each prototype is based on input received at the first City of Salida open house last October for the Art Space development. Additionally, the event offered the public an opportunity to weigh in on the aesthetics of the building material and detailing. Finally, in arts and culture, the Oscar-nominated film The Holdovers will be showing at the Salida Steam Plant, 220 West Sackett Street, on Saturday, March 9th at 6 p.m. The film is rated R. Tickets are $11 and can be ordered in advance by visiting salidasteamplant.com. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, March 14th at 9:45 a.m.